Me patcho me fasa kwen iso. Ama munina afisha pa. Nye bon pa ese afisa se ne rade ama ya hodin sronku. Na wama ye koni yenim ewo nyamisumu. We thank the Lord once again for bringing all of us into his presence. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a happy and a prosperous new year. I pray the Lord will preserve our lives and our souls throughout the year. Amen. Mo bro weje kaye wo Mo bro weje kaye wo Sa waba ye tu mi nye shi Mo bro waje, mo bro waje, kaya wo. Mo bro waje, kaya wo. So to say dia yet ye. And I no pay me ra ye dawase. To me nia huodi ra ye dawase. Say yen so webu yen bi. Na wa jiji yen brebre edi yan bedu wenim. Mi ra pabra ya be. Yes raw mo bro hunu. Yes raw huodini. Yes raw mo sra. Erade beka satre yen siesie yakuma ya dwene ne ya honhom ma entumi nti wasama se oru Jesus hu ye mobo Brian Chain erade ye bom pa ye se asami beba be siesie yen ebe gye ye firi mpotire mu ebe ma ya de ye ho ebe ma ya yaresa ne be ma ye hu nyame wutumi ni wani onyam. Oh Lord, we pray that by the end of this service, we will not be the same. We ask for the holy fire of God all to sweep over this place in the mighty name of Jesus, that every power, every demonic and satanic agenda be thwarted and be consumed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the word of God will come as he has commissioned it to come. And nothing by any means will rise up against it. In the mighty and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus have we prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Me patcho when you just saw when you're me ma ye de de. Sorry na ma umusu. Shake some of the cold off. Shake some of the chills off. And let the Lord know that you are indeed. to be in his presence. The Lord God has been faithful. The Lord God has been faithful unto us. Oh, make some glorious noise. Make some joyful noise unto the Most High God. Hallelujah. 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 The word of life. The theme for this morning's service is the word of life. The word of life, which is the holy word of God, and who is Christ himself, according to John 1:1. The word of God is the healer of the brokenhearted. The word of God is the deliverer of the captive. I pray that today, by the end of this service, as the word of God comes, it will deliver you, it will deliver me. I'm only here to preach to two people, just two people, and that will be you and I. Hallelujah. The word of life. According to the words that we read from Nehemiah chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 8, from verse 1 to 10, this was talking about the priest of God, Ezra, who had gathered some people around him to read or to teach them the word of God. They were gathered as we have gathered here. And he, being the priest or the man of God, chose to read to them the word of God, the Pentateuch, the five books of the Bible. That is the law of Moses, the law of God. And so as he took his time to read it distinctively and, attentively to the people, they took the word. The word penetrated into their hearts. They were so consumed by the power from the word of God. And so the Bible says they began to cry because they had seen their sinfulness, which they were far from repenting, or they were far from going away from their sins. And they had seen the holiness of God. And so the Bible says they wept. How many of us weep on hearing the word of God? When the word of God comes, we rather resist and fight against the word of God. Here the Bible says the people cried. The people repented because they had seen that they were so sinful. Nehemiah and Kumana ya kinka yeno. Onyankopon sofo peni ya freno Ezra. Na wabua buan krofwa nwa oni omo eche onyankupa sama. E ye apamda danomu. Moses huma edikan enumuno edikan wonyamia semuno. And no nana oni omo che. Enti obra o kinka ya tre omna omu hum omu sintonu. E ya omu yanti Bible se omu suye. Omu suye. Na mi ma sema mi bisani se. Ye mu ahe. E na ye ti o nyankopa sema. Ye ji asem no. Na ye jini hu. Na ye ye mani ye ye hu e juma. E wo hu hu mu. E ni hu na mu. They wept. And so, the Bible says, they, as they had realized their sinful nature, that is why they wept. So here I see that the word of God carries power. The word of God carries, you know, mighty words that can break yokes. So in this case, if there was anything that was hunting these people, as they had accepted the word of God, as they had agreed and acknowledged their sinfulness, I don't think they will remain in their sin. I don't think they will remain where they are. But the word of God will work a miracle in their lives. So in the same way, if we accept the word of God as it is, if we see where we fall short or our shortcomings when the word of God comes to us and don't fight against it or don't resist against the word of God, the same word will work a miracle in our lives. Amen. It is a onyakupa samuba yenche na ye jitum na ye su ye hu se ei asemi die ye mi se ye mi o asemi die mami hu ntome enti no ba bia mi jine ye rade bua mi na mi tumi twe mi hu se ye bomode se ye beye sa onyakupa asem ni mutumi no e be sha sia ye ye hu adjuma. Ebesha se ama ayaresani tumidia ewo onyankopa semu no abeye yenso ye chefa. Hallelujah. Se ye kind Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 verse 44. Bible say while Peter was speaking these words of life, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. So Peter had gone out to preach the word. And as he was delivering the word, just as I'm delivering the word of God now, the Bible says the Holy Spirit fell upon the people. The Holy Spirit fell upon them because they had opened their hearts. They were ready to receive the word. The power of the word of God had impacts on their lives. And so they received the Holy Spirit. So if we can look at it carefully, the Holy Spirit comes on hearing the word of God. It's not about going to pray for the Holy Spirit. But when you receive the word of God as it is, when you humble yourself, when I humble myself to receive the word of God as it is, that is when the Holy Spirit comes. That is where the power of God comes. That is where the anointing of God falls. That is where the fire of God works a miracle in your life. Hallelujah. And unti say ye di onyankopo ye tie onyankopo asam na ye tie gu akoma pemu a ye tie gu ahobrasie ni ojo honhun mu a bible Bible say, Nyame honhom krokro no esane egu wan so, enitimi no mie nu no, ebre biara ye beba ha no, ye ye adwe se Awurade mi kwai die, me pese me honhom krokro shama, me pese me nya ho ade foforo, me pese me hu wiye, me pese me tena ba bia mete, yare we ya me di kwa sori fie yi, me ne ya me di kwa sori fie yi, akuma yare me di kwa sori fie yi, me tipa ya me di kwa sori fie yi, ye fro a me nya, Awurade me di kwa sori fie yi, ene die se wasem ba, ma wasem yi nya me hu adwuma, ma wasem yi nya me hu sentrene, ma wasem yi ensa me yare, ma wasem yi emu bu nkonua, ma wasem yi nje bi fri potre biara mu. Hallelujah. If you will be able to say, Lord, as I'm walking to the sanctuary today, I don't want to return as I went, but I want to return healed. I want to return free. I want to return rebletted in the name of Jesus. I want to return with my strength as never before. Hallelujah. 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 And not to me, Nyanom, and Mreya, your woman, and Yamra, your bayo, set Yamon, Yako Passem, as I say, on Yako Passemno, and Ya Assembia Keke, and Ya Story Bi Keke. It's not just a compilation of words, it's not just any word that will fall forth for nothing. The word of God carries power, the word of God carries anointing, the word of God carries miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. So I always think about it. I say, why is it that when we go to church, we don't experience the power of the word of God? We have to enjoy being Christians. We have to enjoy being believers. We have to enjoy being the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. In John chapter 15, verse 3, Jesus said something. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Jesus was talking about his word. This means the word of God that comes out is supposed to make us clean. And so say Onyankopɔn asɛm ba na say yɛda so te efimu dia. I don't know why. You know, mentiasie. You know, as you see me, I didn't used to be like this. You see the way I'm dressed right now, I'm sorry. It's not about anyone, but I'm just saying this. I told you I'm preaching to two people today. So this, the way I am right now, I didn't used to be like this. You know, I was doing all kinds of stuff. I used to drink. I picked a siankasa. I used to do all kinds of stuff. Hallelujah. You know, but I was in the pew. I was singing in the choir. I was a leader of the church. You know why? Because the word of God that came from the pulpit at the time didn't have any impact on my life. And I had also hardened my heart. And no matter what, upa preaching, that's what it is for my family. You know? And so I was just going back and forth for nothing. But one day, hallelujah. Oh, but just one day, I met the Lord Jesus Christ in reality. Oh, he spoke his word of life. He spoke his word of life. And I accepted it. That is why you see what you see today. I pray that same word will transform your life, will deliver you from any bondage in which you are right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Ewo Yesu Christo dimu. Hallelujah. Ninu ano me hu hia se ye be sue nyame asem na ya ye asem no so yefo. Adentia, ewo se esan se onyame asem no ewo tumi. Onyame asem mankwa. Hwe, me si onyame asem e mankwa. Hey, ha ya 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 ya. Onyame asem mankwa eti na mi gina wani mu. Ye fa ye tro no ko Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. O see, for the word of God is living and is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the hearts. So tell me what the word of God is not. Tell me what the word of God is not. It's everything you need. It's everything I need. Nyamia samo man kwa me kano. Me si mia mi jram weni mi. E mi bi duye. Me jari yankasa. Ma ko hospital. Ma ko doctors. Mwamu ni mkrom ha. Machine sa huro. Ah, ye dia kwa ya tia ya 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 ya. Me tue sike tue tue tue. They did not find anything wrong with me. But mi be fia. I feel like I'm dying. I felt like I wouldn't even make it to the next day because I can only walk from here to there and my breath is up. I could give up my breath. So one day, I went to a meeting just like we have met here. And as the word of God came, it was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I sat to receive the word. Mitrese, by the time I'm in a meeting, it was a Friday. Na mi nimu se Sunday betu me. Mi nimu se mi kowu mi wu e wo meeting as chese. But I went with the faith that God has power to heal me. But I didn't know where the healing will come from. I just went. Enti mi eka samna mi nyanom. I could feel the word of God penetrate into my bones. Now, when him, a free sa a hono, man ka we biem, man ka aje biem, me anan ka me koha na ma brene was semitrasse no. I could walk so many miles without giving up breath. Who says God no day? Who says the word of God is not life? It is up to you, it is up to me to receive the word of God as it is and work upon it. We hear the word, we receive the word and act upon the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is two-edged sword. The two-edged sword is the word of God coming out from his own mouth and you also receiving and returning it to him so that it can can work for you. Just recently, I had a little girl, I don't know, maybe 12, 10 years old. And I'll say, ni mami, oni ni wahwa, ni mami, etria shia for moi. So we will say then, oh my friend, a friend. For so long, your man is so agbaja, na adiago. Oh man is agbaja, na adiago. So that little girl picked up her Bible, opened to Ezekiel chapter 37. And no kasa go ni mame so se radie. Semunio. What na wo say? Enompeo hua kukwa. Ekikasi si enim. If the dry bones can come together, receive flesh, receive breath, and come back to life. My mother is not a dry bones. My mother has flesh on her body. I speak the word of God to my mother. My mother is not dead. Minyanom. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve the living God. The word of God carries power. The word of God carries miracles. The word of hey, Mister, don't go after any miracle. Oh. The miracle is here. The miracle is in this book. The anointing is in this book. The power of God that you need is here. It's in the word. Open the word of God. Let the word work for you. Let the word deliver you. Let the word deliver you. Let the word liberate you. Let the word get you out of your bondage. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And he's still in the business of working miracles. I said, this church, we need Jesus. I said, this church, we need the word of God. We need the impartation of the word. We need the impartation of the word of God. Let the word of God impact us. Let the word of God have impact on our lives. Hallelujah. And we will never be the same. When we come here, we will see the hand of God. When we come here, we will see the figure of God working in our midst. Hallelujah. You see, Isaiah 55:11 says the word of God does not come void. It comes to accomplish the purpose for which it came. This means when the word of God comes, it has to do something in your life. When the word of God comes, it has to do something in my life. Bible say, Onyankopa sam emakwa. Na mom eba. Age se abeye nia e wo se abeye nyina wie. Ansa na saba onenchen. Enunti no asam we ka kire me nu mienu se. Se Onyankopa asam ba. E wo se tumi ya wo hu adwuma. Se Onyankopa asam ba. E wo se tumi yi wo firi mpokire mu. Se Onyankopa asam ba. Etumi e wo se tumi je wo firi amane hu biara wo na mumu. E wo Yesu Kristo di mu. Yenji onyame asam keke. Na mom yeji onyame asam sedie tie. Na ye di onyame asam so. Na ye sro onyame. Na ye mfaya ye nyansa yankasa kasa no. Ye nye ye nisu nyansafo. Na mom no ye befa onyame asam no sedie tie. Se ne be ya asam no se ye ka. E betumi aye adwuma ma yen. Because when you speak the word, you have to speak the word from the spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And you know, and yes, I would just say, no, we can't assemble keke. But there are some that must come out from your spirit. Hallelujah. And one son, I bet you, I Juma. That is why we need to live according to the spirit. Live according to the spirit. When you do not live according to the spirit, you can speak all the word of God all you want. You can speak the word of God. You can declare all you want. It will not even touch an ant. Share. Matthew 8:8. Mi pacho yen share de waho. Replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But just say the word. I do not even want you. I do not deserve. I am not worthy for the Holy One of God, for the Anointed One of God, to be under my roof. So just speak the word. We are talking about the word of life. So if the word can go, can travel as far to go and heal that centurion's son or servant, the word of God can heal you. The word of God can set you free. The word of God can bring you out from that pit. The word of God can break that chains. Hallelujah. It is time for us to accept the word of God. Jesus said, "The Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel," which is the good news, which is the word, "to the poor." Are you poor like I am? Jesus is anointed and he is here preaching to us. And so we must come out of that poverty. He said he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. All those shame. Oppression, depression, all those shame. Jesus is here to deliver us from all of those things. He's here to open our blind eyes, both physically and spiritually. You know, that blind eyes where we are with I would say, like, oh, this is the way we do it. This is the way we've always done it. And so we are so confounded in one we are just in a little corner. In the comfort zone. We don't want to step out of the comfort zone. When Jesus comes in, he will open that eyes and he will let you see that there is more to what you already know. So we should not be satisfied with where we are. If you are able to blow tongues, if you are able to pray 1 hour, if you are able to pray 2 hours, if you are able to pray 3 hours a day, don't be okay with that. Let the Lord who opens blind eyes open your eyes to see that you need more and there is more to what you can do. Hallelujah. Brethren, today, what is our problem? What is your problem? What is my problem? And why were you here even in the first place? Why are you even here in the first place? Are you here because you are a Presbyterian? And it's Sunday, you have to come to church? Or you are here to have an encounter with Jesus? You are here to have an encounter with the word, which is life. Are you here to receive from the word? Think about it. Believe in the word of life. Believe in the word of life because it will give you life here on this earth and eternal life in the world to come. The Bible says Jesus came to preach the gospel, the word, and the word is. Jesus came on this earth as God in human form. He died and was buried. He resurrected on the third day and ascended into heaven. He is coming again as king and as a judge. Onyankopon asem se Yesu Kristo ba beka asem a agye yen firi mpokyere mu agye yen firi yama ne hunu mu ebesa yenyarewa asem no nyina ne se obasase su wo nipa tibia mu na obewu ye ne nansa so no osori ye na obesan ababiem okosu na obesan ababiem obeba se ohene na obeba se temwafo inyanom asam no enye nia yenim kan o enye nia ya trotro egu ye kaas ho enye nia ye post wo WhatsApp any Facebook o but asam no enye nia wo ye asam no ni wo behavior wo actions enye nia me megina ha kan o but asam na me ka no ma kasa me ka asam no ma bra bot sen Yesu Kristo san ya babiem Yesu Kristo o san ababiem Jesus our Lord is coming back again. He's coming as a king and judge. Wa bra boni sey ye bedi akoni abase ya awei mu yemma ye hukwan manyame asem no enye ye mu ajuma esan se nyame asem no ewo nkwa nyame asem no ewo tumi Bible say eye nam chen krantenu fenu biara just allow the word of God to work in you. I don't know where you are in life. I don't know what your problem is this morning. But I believe in the word of God. I believe in the word of life. That the word that saved me from the pit of hell will save you from wherever you stand at this time. Hallelujah. Ebra ye bom paye. Bema wa sem nu sie sie. Makuma. Bema e ni mimo. Bema wa sem nu sie sie. Makuma. Frisa wasem nu yoja minyamie Frisa wasem nu tumiti obi biara kwa beba wasem nu siesie makuma beba eni mimo me. Lord, let your word of life transform me. I do not want to be where I am, oh Lord. I want to have an encounter with you. I don't want to keep coming and leaving as I come all the time. But I want to have a word that will transform my life. I want to have a transformation in my life. Lord, tell him, mi patro mi pese mi wusa wo bom paye. Nyame won kronkron wo ha o. Jesus Christo jina won chen o. Bwe wan no ka bibi tre no. kabibi tre rade wase upesa asamu no eje wo esa sa o se na asamu no emakwa ache sabe ye wo hu ejuma ansa mi si eni rade nko ento challenge ne ede amu na wunam amane be mu na wo ede na ekutia wo Kristo abrabo Home to me, dear Ben, I'm sorry, Wausu. On Yamia, some who has said, or best shimmy way freeze out to me, dear Nafi. I was just to Christo Demu. Sre Rade. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Erade wa semno me mutumi ne mu ahoden ya yedia ma wa semno mu nsenkyere ne nya yendia ena no pay senya wa sema benio wa semu wonkwa wa semno ye oja wa semno tutu nyare wa se wa semno bubu nkonua wa semno ma nwosra wa semno ma ogie wa semno ma fa hudie Enu tie nema enye ye chafa wo Yesu Kristo dimu. Thank you Jesus. Amen.
Shira
kuma gwe wa kuma mu bi wa kuma mu na Jesus on fami sanka wo gwe wa kuma mu na Jesus on mongro wa kuma mu gwe wa kuma mu na the word of life the healer on mongro wo mu na on siesie wo dia asai biara dia atre su biara dia apai su biara onyame wo kronkron fami sanka wo onyame ho di mongro wo onyame ko asa ho di onyame musra emongrawo entutu nyariwasi emupunkonia enyi wo frefiasi enyi wo frempotremu oh Jesus Christ dimu apandiana awuwo mu aefieradi onyame jankomu onyame jankomu onyame jankomu ewo Jesu dimu
Jesus sana baba
For saying's sake, say this from your spirit. God, I need your touch. Touch my life. touch my children, touch my spirit, touch my soul, touch my body, touch my job, touch my finances. I need your touch. I don't want to go home as I came. Lord, today I want to have an encounter with you. Ah, Lord, I know you are still in the business of working miracles. I want to see your miracle in my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Na me.
Wate masila nyom na me kamfo wa 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 deni na Jehovah midawo ufit na bia micha. So I chain within. A radi was semunti yade ye hu. A radi was semunti ye nya ochie. Was semunti ye huwe fi. Was semunti ye nya nshira. Was semunti ye nya yaresa. Was semunti oboni fono ni konu ye nina bubu. Was semunti wanga watu yansu sano wa shishia se wa Yesu Christo dimu ena wumaya dawa se. We just want to say, God, you are worthy to be praised and you are worthy to be glorified because we have been set free, because your word has sanctified us, because your word has set us free. We thank you, O Lord. Ya bompa yasra wa Yesu Christo dimu se. Ebra ye kwe. Ma asamu no kosunye ye huwe juma. Ma nkuni mudie en kosunye ye ni yebusu ya dia. Ye dawase ye hini buafuo. Ye dawase ye ndofu Jesus. Ye dawase. Ye dawase. Wonkuni ma we dia ma ye. Wo Jesus Christ idimu. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.